Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the Panthers of Coach JR step out of the league and battle the Columbus East Olympians Friday night, who they beat for fifth place in the post-Christmas Noblesville holiday tourney 57-54. Former Panther Brent Chitty bringing in the orange and brown after losing to Shelbyville 51-43 back on Tuesday night, a 4-6 aggregate against the purple and white, looking for its 10th win of the season. Well, certainly to date, buoyed by the play of, well, junior Chance Coyle, and obviously playing in his final season as a senior, the much-improved Josh Hall in the post. And as JR was telling
he's
me,
he's been a player who's put a multitude of time in. You know, he's 6'5" or 6". He's going after the ball. He's rebounding better. You know, like I told him, I said, why last year do you let Chance be the leading rebounder? You know, and so this year he's leading the team in rebounding. He's going after a little bit better, and him and Chance are right there neck and neck at that point. But his game's improved. He can shoot the ball. He just has to finish a little better. He had a 22.8 or 9 rebounding game, I think, against East, but missed 5 layups in the second half. And, you know, I just think it's just a focus thing where he's going. So he's playing well. I thought at the start of the season he had to get in the 12 to 15 point game per game average for us, and Chance had to be in the 15 to 20. And then once Phillip, I think, gets his legs back from football, gets his leg back from being sick, from missing 2 games, I think that his scoring will come up too a little bit. So far, so good.
Well, so far, so good. Josh, by the way, is averaging just under 15 a game and nearly 7 rebounds a contest. And yes, he is, to date, out-rebounding Coyle going into tomorrow night's game. Chalk Talk at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, here they are, rival game and all, Owen Valley tomorrow night, girls, boys, WIC Twin Bill out of the Corral Friday evening, and let's just say a win. And on the 27th of this month, the fellas, who are 9-5, an opportunity to play for a WIC championship representing the East Division, and the Mustangs are 4-0 going in tomorrow night against the Patriots, who they blew out by 33 in a drubbing after Christmas in the Wabash Valley Holiday Shootout. You know, it's not been a mystery in JB's first year. Unselfishness across the board. Guys sharing the basketball, and it's nice to, well, share and have sharpshooter Cooper Bybee firing at a near 24-point a game.
Yeah, that's a tribute to Cooper, I think. He draws a lot of attention, and, you know, for the most part, Cooper's maybe taking 1 or 2 bad shots a game. And you know, if you're somebody's leading scorer, you're going to take some bad shots. Sometimes a bad shot for him is a good shot for us. These guys play very unselfish and share the basketball, and sometimes a little too much, I think. We kick it out when we probably ought to put it back up on a rebound.
Is it more difficult when you come into a new situation, JB, like you have at Edgewood, to incorporate offense first or defense first? And
I prefer to dictate the offensive shots and try to take things away from people, so continue to get better at it.
What's been impressive, you have 2 outstanding senior leaders in Cooper Bybee and obviously Jason Brown, Yeah, I tell you what, you've got some kids that are putting up some decent numbers.
The leadership's been so vital with Cooper and Jason Brown. You know, I've used those guys through communication to get with the other kids, and they've done a fabulous job with that. Well, a new system coming in. I know defensively we've made a 180 compared to what they've done here in the past few years. I've handled it quite well.
Well, they have indeed. Edgewood head man J.B. Neal. The girls get things rolling. Gary Sims' crew at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in the Corral against OV. I'm Joe Smith.